Thanks for listening to this week's podcast. Before we get started, let's take a small break to say thank you to this week's sponsors.
Attention to all my proud plant parents. It is time to give all of your plant babies the best nutrition you can, starting from the bottom up. And that starts with the best soil to help them grow happy, nourished, and strong. Coast of Maine is an organic soil brand that is approved for organic growing and has been sourced from ocean waters and farms for over 28 years. With a full range of products that support every garden and lawn, Coast of Maine products are made to restore roots to the natural world. If your soil lacks appropriate nutrients for success, by adding Coast of Maine products, it will help regenerate the healthy microbes in your soil and set you up for gardening success. And if you have a vegetable garden, not only do you benefit via an abundant harvest, but find that there is less need to maintain and feed throughout your season. Coast of Maine continually perfects the art and science of sourcing, mixing, and composting products worthy of the people and place that inspired their brand and the healthier world it was built to serve. Coast of Maine believes in nurturing relationships with local retailers. The products are carried by tons of local retail partners who can provide advice and insight that is not found in the big box stores. Coast of Maine knows from beginner to expert, anyone who takes a hand to the land has something to offer the growing community for gardeners everywhere, which is why I love how they make organic gardening simple and approachable for everyone. So let's get growing. Visit coastofmaine.com to find a local retailer near you. Coast of Maine, like the state with an E.com.
Thanks for listening to this week's podcast. Before we get started, let's take a small break to say thank you to this week's sponsors.
With the crazy heat waves we are experiencing this summer, especially here in Texas, it can be hard to stay fresh while you're out and about. And that's why I've incorporated the Honey Pot's foaming wash and wipes into my daily routine. The Cucumber Aloe Honey Pot wipes provide a quick refresh when I leave a day of errands and head to a girls' night with friends. If you're heading to an outdoor concert or festival, the Honey Pot wipes are a must to keep you fresh between the fun. Both the foaming wash and wipes are plant-derived, backed by science, dermatologist-approved, gynecologist-approved, and hypoallergenic. Get 25% off your first order from thehoneypot.co/summer. That's thehoneypot.co/summer to get 25% off your first order and join the hive today.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the latest episode of Black Girls Heal. So I am sharing this mini announcement to announce that I will be taking a summer break from the podcast, which on one hand, I have a little bit of, the right word isn't sadness, because it's the right decision, and I'm content with it. But it's sadness. There is some sadness because I love doing the podcast. The podcast has been the first way that I have shown up in support to educate the community. And I have never taken a break from the podcast that wasn't induced by by crisis and emergency on the other side or health issues or anything like that. And so me proactively taking a summer break and taking the advice that I give all of you is amazing and is huge. And so in this season of my life, I've talked a couple episodes ago about transition. And in this season of my life, I've been really blessed to be able to have more time to just really, really just take care of myself and love on myself. And everything is still the same, but it just feels like time is expanding that has been giving me the space to do that. And I think because of that, I got an intuitive thought that was like, let's take a summer break from the podcast, which is also huge because I think out of all the things that I've done, I've always said the podcast is something I would always do, rain or shine. And I think it's good. I think it's good self-care to be able to not have, I don't want to say this, for you to be able to take space from anything as long as it's a part of rejuvenating and taking care of you. And what I want to say that I was having a hard time filtering is just to make sure that nothing has that much power over you. And not that the podcast has ever been anything that's felt obligatory or overwhelming. If anything, this podcast brings me so much joy, and teaching and supporting and sharing here is just easy and natural for me, still needing to take that space for myself. So I am going to allow myself to do that over this summer. I don't know how long this summer is going to be. When I say summer break, it could be a few weeks or it could be through August, which is when I'm gearing up anyways for restarting our next cohort for our coaching program and other things. So yeah, I'm just going to let myself be present. And in the meantime, y'all, we have over 100 episodes for you to listen and re-listen to, which I know many of you do anyways. And that's awesome to hear that many of you have found the podcast helpful in the way that they're just helpful reminders, which is absolutely my intention in how I talk and share here, that it could be something that you feel is relatable versus, you know, talking at you versus with you. So that's great. So I encourage you to just, especially if you're a new listener and you are just getting into our podcast, for you to just go down the archives, look at the titles and see what stands out to you and just start clicking and just start listening. And if something is for you, that's awesome. If it's not for you, maybe it might be for somebody else that comes to mind for you, feel free to share that. In the meantime, if you're like, I really want to be connected, even though I'm taking a break from recording and editing and all the stuff here with the podcast, I still will allow myself, because again, I do get so much joy from connecting to y'all and teaching y'all. It's something that really does rejuvenate me. I will still allow myself to go live on our social media accounts on Instagram and Facebook. And if you're not already following us, our Instagram account is at Black Girls Heal on, I already said on Instagram, and then you can just search for Black Girls Heal on Facebook. But also, I've been wanting to incorporate going live on YouTube as well. So I found a way to go live on all of them at the same time, which will not add any stress or pressure to me, but I'll be able to live chat and teach with all of you. So in case you're not a social media person and you don't plan on being a social media person, which I know is the case for many of us, we all got YouTube. We can all be on YouTube without worry about privacy or anything like that. So if you're not already following me on YouTube, you can go and do that and just again search for Black Girls Heal and find that one that has a little pink icon at the top and go ahead and follow. And if you want to make sure you don't miss me going live, you can turn on the notifications. So as always, our resources on our website, our free ones as far as our free roadmap, our masterclass, which I expect that with my break, I will be re-recording it, because I know many of y'all have been like, where's the masterclass? Because I took down the previous teaching of it because just my methods have changed. And so it didn't match what I am doing now. So you can go ahead and add yourself to the waitlist for that. But in the meantime, get the free roadmap that talks about the 5 steps to heal from love addiction, love avoidance, and love deprivation. You can get that at blackgirlsheal.org/roadmap. And that's it. So go ahead and take what you need and leave the rest. And if any of you are like me, when I hear that content creators are going on break, and my thought is like, it ain't that crucial, sis. Like, I will see you when I see you after.
Thanks for listening to this week's podcast. Before we get started, let's take a small break to say thank you to this week's sponsors.
As our country continues to grow and make new meaning of the intersection between current and historical events, it is so important to stay connected to the voices and the leaders who are influencing what progress, connection, equality, and truth mean to us as Black people. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection from some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the country we reflect. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths on NPR, wherever you get your podcasts. Okay, so I have a question for you. On a scale of 0 to 5, where 0 is I don't think about it at all, and 5 is I'm fully connected, how on top of your hormone health are you? If you said 0 to 1, it is time to build that connection. Your hormones and your cycle are central to your overall functioning, and regulating your body will completely transform your mental, emotional, and physical health. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Now, here's the beauty about adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors, like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. And even though it helps for more than just menopause, Hormone Harmony is great for any horrible menopausal symptoms that put a woman's life on hold, like hot flashes and night sweats, racing thoughts, low mood, poor sleep, feeling tired all the time, bloating and gas, lower sexual desire. Hormone Harmony can help with all of those things. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code BGH at checkout.
After the break, I will see you ladies, and I will reconnect with you whenever I return. But for everybody else who's like, who wants to stay connected, enjoy those resources, and I look forward to talking and connecting with you elsewhere. So that's it for now. I hope that y'all have a wonderful, that you are also starting off your summer well, that you are planning your trips. And one of the things I look forward to doing is planning trips elsewhere now that the world is opening up, and looking at being on somebody's beach in the near future or later on in the future. Because now, you know, I gotta coordinate little ones too, but I'm very excited. So I'm sending all of you love, and I will talk to you again here soon with some new and fresh episodes. But in the meantime, take care of yourselves. Love y'all.